Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome, folks. Thankful Thursday. Good to see a few of you here up and at it already. Feels a bit strange, actually, having a bit of a short week. I'm a bit out of sync this week, but welcome along to another Wealth Coffee Chat, folks. Good to see you here. Got a few of the early birds in the house, which is great. As we get things going, warming up, I'll do the quick intros as we always do. Jason Witten's my name. Most of you know that, though. But if you don't, well, now you do. And if you're brand new, if you're dropping by and saying hello, or you're one of our new coaching, mentoring clients, well, give us a shout out in the chat. Say a bit of a hello and let us know where you are in this wonderful world. Always nice to hear from you. Morning, Sharon. Good to see you. Good to have you on this morning. Wealth Coffee Chat. We started this about 3 years ago in COVID. For some of you, you know that. Maybe some of you don't. And, you know, since then, we've been catching up in the mornings, trying to sort of drill in, sort out, make some sense of folks, the fear from the facts. The facts from the fear when it comes to the world of property investing, the world of the media, the world of the, you know, misinformation out there when it comes to creating wealth as a property investor, or maybe creating wealth full stop, let's face it. But at the end of the day, the old media doesn't mind carrying on like a bunch of pork chops and, you know, not necessarily reporting accurate or full information and data on things. So what we do each day, we catch up at about 10 past 8 and have a bit of a conversation, a bit of a chat, a wealth coffee chat, matter of fact, about what's going on. So that's the general gist of it. If you're new, I've been property investing over 20 years and I've had the good fortune, folks, the good fortune to sit down with many, like thousands and thousands of property investors or wannabe property investors or multiple, you know. I get a chance to sit across the table from, billionaire property developers. I get a chance to sit across the table from, you know, people who are just starting out wanting to buy their first homes and understand a few things about what it takes to be successful in the world of property investing. And, you know, going the distance, making sure we create some wealth out of this stuff. And I get a chance each morning to share a little bit of those things that I've learned over the last 20 plus years each morning over a coffee. And if you're new and you're not in our coaching and mentoring program, then you should be. Yes, Luke, I'm pumped about it too, mate. I'm really, really excited. In June, folks, we have a get-together for all of our clients. We're going to be getting together and having a three-day conference all about property investing. We've got 12 guest speakers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play a property game. We're going to hear from experts. We're going to have some socials and hangouts and connections. It's going to be awesome. So I'm really pumped. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, you need to because we only got limited seats, folks. So get in early. Get in quick. Reach out to your coach and your team if you haven't got the links for that yet. So hook in. I'm excited for it for sure, Luke. Anyway, today I thought we might talk about a formula that over time has been refined by myself and Sam in the world of property investing. And for us as property investors, what do we need to sort of zoom out and have a big picture look at? You know, what are the things that are going to lead to a certain outcome, a certain financial destination when it comes to us as property investors? So let me sort of, you know, get in and we'll talk through it together. So for most property investors or most people that I sit down with, they have a goal. They've got a goal, a financial goal into the future, okay? And usually it's carved up into one of sort of three ways, right? Most goals that I sort of chat to investors about is a passive income goal. A passive income goal. Now, I've done plenty of stuff on these Wealth Coffee Chats in the morning. You should be doing it with your coach. What is my goal? What's my future goal to achieve my passive income. Now, when we talk about passive income, we talk about, you know, after my expenses, after my costs, what amount of money is going into my pocket. It's before tax, because depending on how you're structured, you know, you could pay zero tax. Did you know? Some of you know this already. A couple structured correctly, organized well financially, can earn up to, at this moment in time, $232,000. $232,000, folks, tax-free. So, you know, how do you do that? Morning, Catherine. Morning, Chris. Passive income. So when we talk about passive income as a goal into the future, and it may be incremental, it may be, you know, a bit at a time or whatever it might be. Well, folks, what does that look like? How much is it? Is it 100? Is it 200? Is it $300,000 of passive income recurring, like the magic Tim Tam packet coming into your pocket each day? All right. Another one is a function of net wealth, right? So the asset base, you know, a goal, and these two kind of go hand in hand. So net wealth, the value of your portfolio, the value of your holdings and assets, and your passive income, right? So when we design or put some numbers on paper, often we say, all right, well, a passive income is usually about a 5%, like very conservative, 5% expression of the value of your gross wealth, not your net wealth, but your gross wealth, and then we mess around with it. I'm not going to dive into the sort of nitty-gritty of the detail, but our net wealth, if we minus our debts and we, from our values, you know, what would we end up with? Okay, our net wealth position into the future, we want to grow that. And the other goal is one that I sort of, I install with my clients, you guys, all the time. Tell me in the chat, who would in the future want to continue to pay tax, or would you like to be tax-free, or at the least very minimized tax for your maximum goal of passive income? Who'd like to pay max tax or min tax? Like, anyway, it's a rhetorical question, right? Put that in the chat for me. But really, at the end of the day, these are the three goals. These are the sort of destination goals that I talk to, you know, investors about all the time, right? Morning, Aaron. Good to see you, mate. Thanks for joining. Now, we want a passive income. We want our net wealth. We want our debts to reduce and our values to go up. And then we want to have our world, our future world, in a very tax effective way. You don't want to spend years and years and years building your portfolio and then, you know, the government puts its hands out, or, you know, puts both grotty hands of theirs in your damn pockets, you know, especially when you've worked so hard. Minimize or none, exactly, Aaron, you know. So this is the goal. How do we do that? What's the formula? What's the formula to do that? So let's reverse engineer here and go to the start, okay? Go to the start of our journey, right? Okay. You need to have, is that how you spell strategy? It looks a bit weird. Anyway, strategy. What is your property investment strategy? What's your property investment strategy? What do you need to understand? How does your strategy deploy into the world? And what things, what does it make up? Well, let me tell you the three things that you need to understand in your strategy. You need to understand finance. You need to have a finance strategy. It's actually not very clever, nor is it recommended to do this all in cash. You know, a lot of people say, oh, save up and you can buy it in cash. Bullshit. It won't happen. The market's moving faster than you can save. You have to be in the market. The market has to be growing. Finance, you need to understand leverage. You need to understand the market, right? Which state, which city, what's going on? And you need to understand property, okay? Property types, the types of deals and strategies, all that sort of stuff. This is where you, as the investor, need to educate yourself, all right? Understand your strategy, and the strategies are fairly similar often, but they're different. And certainly the sequence of things, like if we say The strategy is about you and your sequence. The sequence of events, okay? The sequence of events that that you as an investor or as an individual need to do, all right, in your strategy. Okay, I've got my strategy. I understand finance. I know how to unlock it, which markets and why, and then the types of property deals that I might do for whatever reasons, okay, which is great. Then what you need next is the right team, all right? You guys know that we talk about what we call the six-star team, right? The six-star team. There are six absolute key people, key professionals that you need to have on your team all day, every day, creating the actions that need to happen from the strategy. So what do we mean by that? Well, from your strategy, you're going to need advice on, you know, certain tactical things, right? It needs to be a tactical conversation. All right, right now, Aaron, you know, to minimize your tax into the future and now, here's how we need to do it. Advice, right? Practical, implementable things, right? So this is the world of getting it done, okay? These team members need to advise you. They need to implement. They need to implement. Like, okay, I need to understand. Oh, we've got a little spammer scammer here on the show. Let's get rid of them. We need to understand, you know, how to implement these things. You've got a fantastic strategy. Oh, we need to unlock equity and we need to set up the right, you know, offset accounts and buffers and redraw facilities. Well, someone's got to implement that. You need to get the advice and someone's got to do it. And along the way, you need some coaching and often you'll need some mentoring. So that your team need to put that together for you. Understand your strategy across finance, the market, and property. Then you have a team that gives you advice, implements, coaches, and mentors you, okay, which is vital. And the special sauce here, folks, the special sauce in this magic trick or formula, it's not a magic trick, that's for sure. What's the magnifier? What's the thing that times this? What's the magnifier in this process, folks? Maybe I'll put it, I'll give you the first letter of it and let me know in the chat if you think you know what it is. You've got the right strategy, you've educated yourself, you've got an amazing team who understand how to advise, implement, coach, and mentor you, and boom, Chris and Catherine, Luke, you're all on it. Time. All right, timing. So this is so vitally important, folks, so vitally important. Timing. If it's your first deal, if it's your first property deal, well, timing becomes more important than if it's your fifth or sixth or seventh deal, all right? Why is that? Why is timing important? Well, timing is the ability for you to choose a market and the type of property that is moving so you can recycle your deposits quickly to get the second and third and fourth and fifth deal, okay? Now, when it's your fourth deal, the timing's less important than when it's your first deal. The timing is important, but it's not the be-all and end-all, right? The most important thing, folks, in this gig, I can tell you right now, is time in, okay? Time in the game, time in the market, money in working for you. Another one is how do we accelerate time, and how do we shorten the time? All right, what's a couple of ways we can shorten the time to the outcome, folks? What's the couple of ways you can shorten the time to the outcome? All right, well, let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at how can you make it go faster, folks? How can you make it go faster? Because if we want a tax-free outcome, we want the right net wealth, and we want a passive income, what I always see is we put together a great strategy and a great team and we explain this, and then most people say, well, how can I make it go faster, right? Make it go faster. It's a good question. It's certainly doable, certainly 100% doable, right? How can you do that? Maybe put that in the chat if you think you've got some ideas or some thoughts, right? So how do you make it faster? How do you get going, right? Well, the secret is in here. The secret is in here. When you get the right team and you work with the right people, the ability for you to accelerate or go faster towards your goal is absolutely possible. Why is that so? Well, if you were to try and learn all of the strategies and tips and techniques and all of the things that you need to do by yourself, if you were to start from scratch and you had no six-star team, no advice, no coaching, no mentoring, you know, you went out there and you read a book and you said, all right, well, this is pretty straightforward. I'll go see a random broker. I'll pretend that I know how to research the market because I listened to the news and the news said, oh, Western Australia is the best and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you just choose a random property, usually a secondhand shit box in a shit suburb because it was cheap, right? That's usually what happens, right? DIY it. And then you don't have a team and you DIY your strategy, your advice implementation. It takes forever, folks. What happens? How do you learn? How do you accelerate? How do you learn more in real life, folks? Put that in the chat. When you don't have other people teaching you, how do you learn more? You know what happens? It's called the school of hard knocks. There you go. Boom. You nailed it, Alison. Like you answered my question just before. You learn by mistakes. So, you know, yeah. And that's, to be honest, Luke, I think that's how most of us get started, man. You know, like I got started that way. I was like, oh, shit, read Kiyosaki's book and let's crack on, right? So how can we accelerate it? If you do want to accelerate it, this is the secret sauce. An experienced team that help you know exactly what you can do and what you can't do and tweak it with an inch of its life. Like tune it up, folks. Tune it up, all right, as we go along and get there faster. Anyway, that's kind of Tony. Tony said, what's you taking land tax? It's a pain in the ass, land tax, Tony, that's for sure. Do you have an investment property valued $1 million? Well, there's a couple of things there, Tony. You only pay land tax on the land component of your property, not the total value of your property. So you should check in on what the total land value is. I've done plenty of stuff on this land tax stuff, Tony. You know, how do you minimize land tax? Well, let's ask the crew who are here. Folks, how do you minimize land tax? You guys know the drill. Are you in our coaching and mentoring program, Tony? Let me know in the chat because this piece right here. You're dead right, right? This is exactly why you need to get this right. It's exactly why you need to get... Okay, cool, Tony. Well, you should be. yeah, exactly. Like, you know, so different states have different thresholds, different ownership, so different ownership structures. So individuals, company, trusts, supers. Yeah, boom, Chris is on it. You diversify across different states, diversify over different states, diversify over different types of properties. You know, did you know I own a $1.8 million apartment, 2K from the CBD, Tony, and I pay zero land tax, zero. Guess how much my apartment makes me? Makes me $97,000 a year. I bought it for $1,050,000, by the way. It's gone up significantly. So it doesn't mean you should buy only apartments. There are plenty of strategies to minimize land tax and maximize wealth, Tony, okay? And the old adage of like, oh, only buy land, it's bullshit, complete and absolute bullshit. Perfectly fine if that's your strategy and that's what you want to do. But with it, as you already said, comes these challenges, which you can navigate through good strategy and the right advice as you go. But anyway, there you go. If you want to fix that, Tony, reach out, mate. That's what we do. That's what we do. Hit us up. Anyway, that's it for me today, folks. Wealth Coffee Chat done. Here's the thing. get the right strategy, get the right team, understand the time it's going to take to get you where you want to go, that'll hit your goal, okay? That stuff is so vital. Folks, it seems straightforward, right? But it's not. The idea is simple. The implementation of it relies on moving pieces all the time. Anyway, there you go. I get excited about this stuff, but I better not ramble on too much because we're over. Time for 5 minutes, but there you go. Anyway, folks, good to see you. Thanks for joining me. Join me again tomorrow. We'll do another Wealth Coffee Chat. We'll do another Wealth Coffee Chat tomorrow. Actually, finance is up tomorrow. Brad from the finance team is hosting Wealth Coffee Chats, which is awesome. Finance Fridays. Yep. So make sure you dial in for that one. That one's going to be awesome as well. So there you go, folks. That's it from me. Done and dusted. You guys take care. See you again soon. Bye for now. Adios.